This is another original OFM podcast.
Welcome to a world of imagination. A world where stupid thoughts are a reality. Welcome to Marty's Mind.
Are we doing the yay or nay system again?
No, that sort of like stalled it last week.
You don't like it, all right. So you're just going to do yays or...
Oh, just yays the whole way.
I took a shower this morning, thought about life a little bit, and I'll share some of these thoughts with you. This is just to inspire the world and obviously make it a better place. Now, I'll start with this. Considering the size, shape, and position of a unicorn's horn, it would most likely be used for stabbing potential predators after a high-speed chase. This adaptation would most likely go with an extremely aggressive temperament that would make unicorns one of the most dangerous animals in the world.
Actually, man, looks like you. Makes sense.
Kids should stop playing with these things. The divorce rate among socks are higher than amongst humans. Did you know that? Yes, 84% of socks are now divorced. Conspiracy theorists will believe in low-quality footage of UFOs, but not in HD footage of rockets landing.
Yeah, which
Why?
Is a big thing.
You know, before, social media was about sharing your life and feelings with the people that you know. Now it's about hiding your feelings and faking a perfect life for people that you never met.
That's profound.
It's bi-trages.
Gotta love Facebook, yeah. When the 90s, 2000s generation retire from work, most of them will play video games. There'll be a bunch of angry old men screaming at each other over the internet playing video games. Duncan, you're going to be a part of that generation.
It's already starting to happen. So I got into a game the other day, and the kid's like, "Whoa, dude, how old are you?" So I was like, 30. He's like, "You are literally 15 years older than me." And I almost wept.
In the gaming sphere, you're already retired,
yeah,
basically.
I'm yeah, I'm veteran. Mm.
The people who make tunes for alarm clocks must live with the fact that most people or listeners will grow to hate the sound of their work. Mm. Oh, God, that's unfortunate. Mm. Cops pat us down to make sure we've got nothing on us. We pat ourselves down to make sure we've got everything on us.
That's a purely male thing, but yeah.
Don't you pat yourself down?
Yeah, I get the handsak. I mean, in my handsak, just kijken of ik alles.
What's your rimpy? Sleutels, wallet, cigarettes.
I've always gone to the Austin Powers one, which I'm not going to say on air.
Okay.
Because it's.
Thanks for bringing it up then. Yeah.
Spectacles. Wallets and wallets.
Okay, cool. I'm with you. Taking candy from a baby is actually a very responsible thing to do. You should do that.
Yeah, they shouldn't have sugar until I think it's
40.
Yeah, well, 40. Let's go with 40. Mm. Yeah, let's go with 40.
Yeah. Well, why do we always picture aliens naked? If they're intelligent, they probably will be wearing clothes, wouldn't they?
Mm.
Yeah, some movies got this wrong. Yeah. Second last one. As a kid, people tell you to never tell lies, but when you grow up, you find out everyone lied to you about almost everything when you were a kid.
Yep, that's your word.
It's true, yeah.
You seem like you're holding in a lot of anger about that.
No, not really. I'm just very passionate. And this is the last one this morning. Question for all the vegans. If you get bitten by a snake, do you take anti-venom? Because, I mean, that's an animal product, right?
Ooh.
I never thought of that. That's very sharp.
Not sure.
That is a very profound question. Because what is veganism, you're not allowed to use any animal products or consume?
Yeah. Look, Brady, I'm not the authority on veganism, I can tell you that. We just spoke about the delicious steak we had at the Radio Awards.
Yeah. No, fair enough.
I don't know. All I'm saying is
it's gonna be difficult with the vegans going.
You gotta stick to your rules.
We have to give you anti-venom. Oh, con, sorry, vegan over here.
That's your shower thoughts this morning. Not the best one there ever was, but you know, we got it out the way.
That was another original OFM podcast. OFM, the sound of your life.